When I was a young professional musician in New York, I had the interesting experience of being one of the guitarists in the original production of Don Quixote on Broadway. And I played all those songs and watched that show hundreds of times in the two or three years that I was working there. And today I find myself sitting with another Don Quixote, a gentleman who uses that as his public name in order to keep his privacy intact. He's been a crusader in the landscape of illegal windmills. The courts and the way they actually terrorize the citizens who see them as ogres. He's a different kind of Don Quixote. He sees the windmills for what they are. And he understands their mechanisms, the gears, the forces that drive them, what they're really all about. And it's his purpose to give you the knowledge, the inner workings of the court system and the legal practice that we find ourselves thrown into whenever we cross paths with bad parties, shall we say. So we're going to be speaking with him today about some of the basic things that you as a citizen need to know so that you will not be swept unconsciously into the game of the law without knowing the rules. It's extremely important for you to be able to understand enough about the law so that you can make sure you're not being taken for a ride. It's somewhat analogous to being able to fix a car. We know how to drive, but when the car breaks down, we don't quite know what's wrong or what's going on under the hood. If you're in the wrong place at the wrong time, this can be a big problem. But in the law, it can be an even bigger problem. It's not just your car that's stuck, but your entire life can be interrupted, and everything you've worked very hard for can be taken away, and you never quite know what happened to you. If you use the wrong word in the wrong place at the wrong time, you put yourself in a very sticky situation, and it's hard to get yourself untangled from it. So Don Quixote's school and teachings are designed to give you that toolkit to be able to either repair and manage your legal breakdown yourself, or at least to control the actions of the mechanics and not let them bill you for stuff that was not your problem in the first place. What we're going to be talking about today is just sort of the groundwork, the framework, and some of the basic terminology. And I'm going to let him start by telling you a little bit about why he wants you to know this and the purpose of what we're going to cover on this disc.
Thanks, Frederick. I'd like to offer a proposition and then try to justify my position on it. Many people despise lawyers. I suspect that much of this is due to various realities of the legal trade, and not because the men and women who become lawyers are inherently bad or evil. However, nearly all lawyers have one fatal flaw that damages the law, the truth, your rights, and the very fabric of our nation. The flaw is their unwillingness to argue the law. That may sound odd, but it's true. For the most part, lawyers operate within the courts. Those who do not function within the courts usually work within the corporate environment. Both the courts and most corporations operate within the box. One might hope that the box means our system of laws. Unfortunately, law takes a distant backseat to politics and monetary objectives. Sadly, in America of the new millennium, the box is whatever government bureaucrats, politicians, and money powers say it is. Lawyers understand this, and with rare exception, are unwilling to step out of the box. If I have one direct criticism of some lawyers, it is that some of them are moral cowards, not caring what is truly right or willing to fight for it. I do not wish to leave you with a view that all attorneys are rotten or worthless. Like all professionals, they may serve a purpose at times. However, I do encourage you to gain as much legal experience and expertise as possible on your own through reading and study, and urge you to not blindly place your faith, your future, your rights, or your possessions in the hands of lawyers, because they will on occasion not serve you well or faithfully. I've been teaching the average American citizen the law for the past 8 years. And once you learn the basics of self-representation, you will be in a position to protect you and your family against those in society that would enslave you. You can find a schedule of my law classes on the PQI website. You must take the basic law course before you take any advanced classes. I'm looking forward to seeing you there soon. After having said that, I will try now to explain to you why I believe that the lawyers in our society have subverted the law and the law itself.